Tauroctony. This carved bull-slaying scene, known as a tauroctony, depicts Mithras killing a bull. Measuring around 70 centimetres wide and 30 centimetres high, this resin replica is a similar size to the original made of Carrara marble, found nearby in 1889 and currently in the Museum of London. Within a rough rectangular slab is a circular carved frame, the full height of the model. The frame is filled with a deep relief, depicting a thick-necked bull side-on with its head to the right. The creature is rearing up, nose lifted and hooves kicking out in front. The figure of Mithras sits on the bull's back, wearing a thigh-length tunic and short boots. His conical cap is at the very centre at the top of the relief. His cape flows out behind him, almost horizontally from his neck. Only his muscular right arm is visible, and in his hand is the hilt of a short dagger, the blade of which is plunged into the neck of the bull. Mithras looks back over his right shoulder towards us. The bull is also being attacked by a dog, which stands on its hind legs, to the bottom right, biting the bull's foreleg. To the left of the dog, the tail of a snake hangs down under the bull, and to the left again, a scorpion has attached itself to the bull's testicle. Flanking this dramatic scene are two figures holding torches. They wear long robes and conical hats. The figure on the left holds the long straight handle of the torch diagonally upwards towards the circular frame. The one on the right has the torch pointing diagonally downwards, the flame still burning. The circular frame around this scene is decorated with simple shapes in relief representing the 12 signs of the zodiac. Cancer, represented by a crab, is at the top, just left of centre, its claws to the left. At the bottom, just right of centre, is Capricorn, a goat with its head to the left. Outside the circular frame, at the top, are carvings of chariots pulled by animal figures. To the left, the figure in the chariot is the sun god Sol. The chariot is being pulled up, the sun rising, wheel at the bottom. To the right, the chariot is carrying Luna, the moon god, although the head is missing. The chariot is descending as the moon sets. Faces in the bottom corners of the slab are wind gods, a bearded face to the left and a smooth face with long hair to the right. On the flat surfaces either side of this circular frame, there are carved inscriptions which translate as Ulpius Silvanus, emeritus of the 2nd Legion Augusta, paid his vow, enlisted at Orange. Ulpius Silvanus may be the name of the original founder of this Mithraeum. The Roman god Mithras was worshipped in the 1st to 4th centuries AD, popular with soldiers and merchants. In every temple to Mithras around the Roman Empire, there would be a central image depicting a cave in which Mithras is shown stabbing a bull. Theories have been put forward about the meaning of the icon. One is that the figures could represent star signs, the bull as Taurus, the torchbearers as Gemini. Another interpretation is that it could be a symbol of rebirth, with the animals feeding on the blood and seed of the bull to gain new life. Or it could represent the victory of light over dark, with light in the form of Mithras defeating the darkness represented by the bull.